Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Erased from Space and Consciousness: Israel and the Depopulated Palestinian Villages of 1948 by Noga Cadman, is a work of historical geography, memory studies, and political history. The book examines what happened to Palestinian villages whose residents were displaced during the 1948 war and whose built environments, names, and histories were later marginalized within Israeli public consciousness. Cadman focuses not only on depopulation itself, but on the longer process by which former village sites were demolished, renamed, absorbed into new settlements, planted over as forests, or reframed as parks and tourist landscapes. Drawing on archival research, maps, official policy, prior scholarship, and field visits to many village sites, she studies how physical space and collective memory interact. The book is significant because it shifts attention from military events alone to the cultural and institutional mechanisms that made Palestinian presence less visible after 1948. Especially within Jewish-Israeli education, mapping, commemoration, and everyday landscape use. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, depopulated villages as a central lens on the aftermath of 1948. Cadman places depopulated Palestinian villages at the center of her analysis, rather than treating them as a secondary consequence of the 1948 war. This focus matters because the fate of these villages reveals how displacement continued after residents had fled or been expelled. The book follows the villages as physical places, administrative objects, memory sites, and absences in public discourse. By tracing what happened to land, houses, names, cemeteries, orchards, and roads, Cadman shows that the Nakba was not only a demographic rupture but also a spatial transformation. The emphasis on villages helps make visible a scale of history, often lost in national narratives, where wars are described through armies, borders, and state institutions. Villages were the local worlds from which families derived livelihood, identity, and continuity. Their disappearance from the landscape therefore carried social and cultural consequences that outlasted the fighting. This approach also demonstrates why maps, ruins, and place names are historical evidence. And they record not only what existed, but also what later powers chose to preserve, remove, or rename. Secondly, physical erasure through demolition, reuse, afforestation, and recreation sites. A major contribution of the book is its attention to the material treatment of former Palestinian village sites. Cadman describes patterns in which built remains were demolished. Village lands were incorporated into Jewish localities, and some areas were converted into forests, parks, or tourist destinations. This transformation did not merely change land use. It altered the public legibility of the past. A visitor encountering picnic areas, planted forests, archaeological signs, or new Hebrew place names may not realize that a Palestinian community had lived there until 1948. The book is careful to show how such erasure can occur through ordinary administrative and development practices, as well as through direct destruction. Planting trees, building recreational infrastructure, or emphasizing ancient history can appear neutral, yet these choices may obscure a more recent history of displacement. Cadman thereby links landscape management to historical consciousness. The result is not a simple claim that every trace vanished, since ruins and remnants often remain, but an argument that the interpretive framework surrounding those remnants was systematically shaped to minimize Palestinian village history. Thirdly, renaming and mapping as tools for reshaping historical memory, Cadman gives sustained attention to names because place names are not just labels. They carry memory, ownership claims, language, and cultural continuity. The book examines how many Arabic village names disappeared from official maps, road signs, educational materials, and common Israeli usage, while Hebrew names became dominant in the public landscape. This process, often described as Hebrewization of place names, helped attach the new state to a biblical, Hebrew, and Jewish geographical imagination, while weakening the visibility of recent Palestinian life. The significance of this argument lies in its explanation of how erasure can become normalized. If maps omit a village name, students never learn it, hikers do not encounter it, and residents of nearby communities may not know what preceded them. Over time, absence becomes common sense. Cadman shows that cartography and naming practices are therefore political acts, even when presented as technical standardization. They influence what a society recognizes as historically meaningful and what it treats as irrelevant, foreign, or already gone. Fourthly, Israeli collective memory and the marginalization of the Nakba. The book links the treatment of village sites to the formation of Israeli collective memory. Cadman argues that dominant Jewish-Israeli narratives often framed 1948 primarily as independence, survival, and state creation, while Palestinian dispossession remained peripheral, denied, or detached from specific places. Her analysis does not depend only on official policy. It also concerns education, tourism, commemoration, guidebooks, and the routine ways citizens encounter the land. when depopulated villages are absent from school curricula or tourist interpretation. The public learns to inhabit a landscape without confronting the lives that were displaced from it. This is a powerful mechanism because it does not require constant censorship. Silence can reproduce itself through institutions that select which histories deserve attention. Cadman also suggests that this marginalization helped reduce moral discomfort among Jewish Israelis living near or on former Palestinian lands. If the former villages understood as empty ruins, ancient remains, or unnamed terrain, the ethical question of refugee return, property loss, and historical responsibility becomes easier to avoid. Lastly, fieldwork and documentation as a challenge to historical disappearance. Cadman combines textual research with field investigation, and this method is essential to the character of the book. Rather than relying only on archives or political argument, she examines village sites as present landscapes. This allows her to compare historical records with current conditions and to observe how ruins, signs, forests, roads, and recreational spaces frame public knowledge. The method gives the book a distinctive place between academic history, human rights documentation, and landscape analysis. It also helps counter a common problem in discussions of 1948, where villages can become abstract numbers. By attending to specific sites, Cadman shows the disappearance is uneven. Some traces remain visible, some are hidden under development, and others survive mainly in names remembered by refugees or in specialist documentation. The book also builds on prior work by Palestinian historians and geographers who cataloged depopulated villages, while adding a focused analysis of how Israeli society encountered or failed to encounter those places. Documentation becomes a form of resistance to the claim that absence means non-existence. In conclusion, Erased from Space and Consciousness is best suited for readers interested in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the Nakba, historical geography, memory politics, human rights, and the relationship between landscape and national identity. It is especially useful for students and scholars who want to understand how displacement is maintained after the moment of war through maps, names, parks, forests, education, and public silence. Activists, educators, museum workers, and heritage researchers may also find it valuable because it offers a concrete framework for examining how public spaces can conceal recent histories while appearing natural or apolitical. The book stands out from many general histories of 1948 because it does not focus primarily on military chronology, diplomacy, or competing national claims. Its distinctive contribution is to analyze the afterlife of depopulated villages inside Israeli space and consciousness. Compared with broader works on the Nakba, Cadman offers a more concentrated study of erasure as a material, linguistic, institutional, and psychological process. The book is demanding, because its subject is politically charged and morally difficult. But its value lies in making visible the mechanisms by which a society can live among traces of displacement while learning not to see them. If you would like to support Noga Cadman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.